Shalom to all. Today's episode of Shalom Megillah Daf Tes Zayin. We are starting Tes Vav Amud Beis about 5 lines off from the bottom with the words of Zayir Ba Kumir Avo. And today's episode sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Zarbas Yakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara was just talking about the word Haluka is one word or two words, and now we continue discussing the word Haluka now in regards to Hallel. The assumption of the Gemara is that we have the Chazan reading Hallel, and after he finishes every paragraph, we're supposed to respond something after him. So the Gemara says now Zayir Ba Kumir Avo Maneni. What should we answer after the Chazan of Hallel when he finishes every paragraph? Should we say Haluka? Somebody told him, we take out the next word, kipa kumach, which really means you can just bend over. In other words, you don't have to say anything. However, Rabbi Yonah ani hachin v'hachin, Rabbi Yonah would answer this and that, meaning he would answer Haluka after every paragraph, whereas Rabbi Lazar loy ani hachin v'hachin, that's proper girsa. Rabbi Lazar would not answer anything. Detanimi v'braisa, shama v'loy ana yatsa. If a person heard but he didn't answer, he's still yotzei. Whereas ana v'loy shama loy yatsa. If a person answered and he didn't hear, he's not yotzei. So if you heard halal, you don't have to respond with anything. Rav Ba says b'shem Rav Abba Bar Chana v'istamer, and some say Rav Abba Bar Chana said b'shem Rav. Then even though a person doesn't have to answer to Hallel, that means he doesn't have to answer Haluka necessarily, but he should answer Rashi Prakim. Says the Gemara, Tazayin Rav Rafa on top, Rav Zayir Ba'i, Hey Lein Yin Rashi Prakim. What are the Rashi Prakim? And the answer is Haluka, Halu Avdi Hashem, Halu Hashem Hashem. In other words, Rashi Prakim is the first sentence or the first bit of every paragraph, and that's what a person should respond to the Chazan. Now, Ban Kumi Rav Chiyah Rava, they asked for Rav Chiyah Rava, Minayin Im Shom Avloi Ana Yatsa. How do we know that if a person heard, but he didn't answer, he didn't respond, he's still Yatsa? So I'm willing to respond to them, Madanan Chami Rabban Ravaya. From that, we see these great Rabbanon, Kaim Betzibura, they're in the Tzibur, V'ilein Amrin Bar Chaba, V'ilein Amrin B'Shem Hashem. One of them says Bar Chaba, the other one says Shem Hashem, V'ilu V'ilu Yetzin Dechavasan, and everyone's Yetzin Dechiyov, even though when the person said Bar Chaba, the response wasn't Bar Chaba, the response was B'Shem Hashem, still the Yotze. So we see from here that when a person hears, even though he didn't answer, he's still Yotze. And Tanur Bishaya, he tells us, Aina Hu Adam Amen, Afal Pishalai Achal, a person can answer Amen to Bir Chamazan, even though he didn't eat, because that's fine. He can just answer Amen to the brachas. However, Eino Omer Bar Shachalnu Elam Kein Achal. He can't answer Bar Shachalnu, which means he can't be part of the Zimun unless he ate, because he can't say Shachalnu if he didn't eat. The Gemara continues. Tanuiv Braisa Ein Einin Amen Yusaima V'Loi Amen Ketufa. Don't answer an Amen Yusaima or Amen Ketufa. But as Amir, he tells us, Ha'ein Amen Yusaima Yu Banav Yusaima. If a person answers an Amen Yusaima, his kids will be Yusaima. And if he answers a Ketufa, so Tikatef Nishmasai, his neshama will be grabbed or snatched. However, Rucha, if he answers an Amen, which is long, Yarach Yom Betaiva, he should have long days that are good. Now, Ezu Amin Yusayma, what is an Amin Yusayma? So Amrav Chani answers, Ha'hein Dechayvel Mivracha, that's if a person has to make a bracha, V'hu Ani, and he answers Amen to that bracha that's being made, V'lo Yadam Ahu Ani, but he doesn't know what he's answering Amen to, meaning he didn't actually hear the bracha which he needs to hear. He knows that the person is making the bracha, but he's not listening to it, he doesn't hear it, and he just answers Amen, and has nothing to do with the bracha, that's called an Amin Yusayma. Now, Tanu Yivraisa, Gai Shibirchas Hashem, Oinan Achrav, if a guy makes a bracha to Hashem, we can answer Amen after him. However, and we have a girsa change over here, Kusi, if a kuzi makes a bracha, you cannot answer amen to that unless you hear the entire bracha. And that's because we're afraid that if you hear only the end of the bracha, the beginning wasn't barchata Hashem, rather it was barchata his avodah zarah. Therefore, you have to hear the whole bracha from beginning to end in order to be able to answer amen. And Aram Tanchuma, he tells us, if a nanju gives you a blessing, you can answer amen after him. That's because the pasuk says, you should be blessed from all the nations. So if one of the nations, if a guy blesses, you could say amen. Now we have a story about this. There was a guy who met Rabbi Shmuel, and he gave him a bracha. Amar Le, Rabbi Shmuel told him, Kvar milas chamira, your words are already said. Now in our Havamina, the understanding of Rabbi Shmuel is saying was that I don't have to answer Amen to you because it's possible we just said that a person is blessed. So thank you for your blessing. Now Echad Pagabai Vekilai, there was another guy that met him and cursed him, and Amar Le, he gave him the same response, Kvar milas chamira. So Amar Le Talmidai, his Talmidim asked him, Rabbi, Hechmad Hamartel Hen, Amartel Hen, well, you told this one, you told that one. How could you tell both of them the same thing? It seems to be that you're saying yes to the bracha and yes to the klala. So Amar Le, he told them, Vlai King Siv, doesn't say in the pasuk, those who curse you are cursed, and those who bless you are blessed. And that's what I was saying. When I told the first one Milas Chamira, I was referring to Mevarecha Baruch, and when I told the second one Milas Chamira, I was referring to the Oirecha Arur, that whoever curses a Yid, he himself is cursed. And at Halacha Yod, continue with more Ein Bains. Ein Bain Kan Meshuach B'Shem HaMeshach Al Meru B'Gadim Ela Parabal Kol Mitzvahs. There's no difference between the Kan Meshuach B'Shem HaMeshach and Meru B'Gadim, except for Par Habal Kol Mitzvahs. So what are these two kinds that we're referring to? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Shemen HaMeshach, and that special oil was used for anointing many different things, including the Kehanim Gedalim, and that was all the way till near the end of the first base of Mikdash, when Yeshio hid the jug of Shemen HaMeshcha. So from then on, at the end of the first base of Mikdash and the entire second base of Mikdash, the only thing that categorized the Kohen Gadol as the Kohen Gadol was Meru Begadim. He wore the Shemayna Begadim, the special 8 Begadim of Kohen Gadol, and that made him Kohen Gadol. So we're saying that there's no difference between these two Kehanim Gedalim, except for Parabol Kol Mitzvahs, which refers to when the Kohen Gadol makes an accidental psak in regards to something that if he were to do it b'mezid, he'd be chayav kares, and he passing regarding this an acted on it b'shaygeg, so he has to bring a special par called paral bal kol mitzvahs. Only a kain mashuach b'shem mishcha has to bring that not meru begadim. With another ein bein kain shishim shel kain sha'avar. There's no difference between the acting kain gadol and the kain sha'avar. El par yom kippur v'asir se'efa, except for the par yom kippur and asir se'efa. What's this referring to? So we know from the first mishnah Maseches Yuma, it tells us that we have to prepare a substitute kain gadol for the kain gadol himself, just in case a psul happens and he can't do the avodah of yom kippur. And so the main kain gadol is called the kain shishimish, and the kain sha'avar is the kain who was the substitute, and then he was subsequently removed from his post after the original kain gadol became fit. So there's no difference between these two kain gadolim, except for these two things. Only one par of yom kippur could be brought, and only one asir se'efa is able to be brought every single day. That's called the minchas chavitin of the kain gadol, and that the main kain gadol brings. But besides that, the kain sha'avar, he still has the status of the kain gadol, even though he's not officially active, and he can wear the shemayim begadim, and he can act as the kain gadol if he wants to come and do avodah in the beis hamikdash, no problem. Says the gemara, tanu even brayta, kain mashiach mevi par, ein meru begadim mevi par. The kain mashiach, he brings a par for this mistake in psak, whereas the meru begadim does not bring a par. Udaloi kremer is not like kremer. The Rameir says, ha meru begadim mevi par. Even the meru begadim kain gadol, he does bring a par. My time with Rameir, what's his source? That's because the pasuk tells us mashiach, namely pasuk says im ha mashiach yachta, if he sins. So my time loymer kain, why does I have to say kain ha mashiach? It must be the rabbis meru begadim to include a kain meru begadim, even though he wasn't mashuach b'shem hamishcha, so he's not called a kain mashiach. He's just a regular kain. Still, since he's meru begadim and he's the kain gadol, he's going to bring this par. Now, matam and the rabbanu, what's the source of the rabbanu? They argue with this. The answer is because when the pasuk says mashiach yachal, you might think zeh hamelech. That is referring to the king. The king also is mashuach b'shem hamishcha. So tamalem or kain. That's why the pasuk says kain. Now, e kain. If it just said the word kain yachal af meru begadim, you might think that it also includes the kain meru begadim. Tamalem mashiach. That's why it says mashiach, and that tells us not meru begadim. He has to be mashiach b'shem hamishcha. Or suggesting the following, yachol shani mar ba'av mashiach mechama, maybe we should also include mashiach mechama. We know that when the Yidden went out to wage war, there was a special kain who was called the kain mashiach mechama. He actually was anointed and he went out with them to war. There's a number of different things that he did. So maybe the pasuk's including mashiach mechama, that he also would bring such a par. And the answer is that no, Tamalim, the pasuk says ha mashiach. That's the proper girsa. And this hey tells us the main one, which is mashiach, namely she'in al gaba mashiach. He doesn't have anyone more chashiv than him who's anointed, as opposed to the mashiach mechama. You're right, he is anointed, but he has somebody who's more chashiv than him, namely the regular kain gadol. Ask the gemara, hold 1 second. Machavshi tasan drabanan. Seems to be have a steer in the sheet of the rabbanan. Hach over here by par being brought by the kain gadol, ksiv mashiach. It says mashiach. And hach over here by the seer so'efa of the kain gadol, meaning the mechs chavitin, ksiv mashiach. It says the word mashiach as well. And what's the steer? Tasan on base on top. Hacha inun armin l'rabbis rubagadim. Vahacha inun armin l'haitzis rubagadim. Meaning in regards to mechs chavitin, the kain gadol says the word hamashiach, and the drash over there is that it's including rubagadim, namely that even when the kain gadol was not anointed with Shem HaMeshcha, he's just Meru Begadim, he still brings the Mechitzchavit to the Kohen Gadol. But in our drash regarding the par, it says HaMashiach, and that excludes Meru Begadim. Seems to be a stira. Is the word HaMashiach including or excluding Meru Begadim? So Ravili answers, it's not a problem. Kol Medrash U'Medrash Ben Yonai. His drasha is regarding its topic. If you pay attention to the words in the psukim over there, you'll understand that each one is relevant. It's not a stira. Taman, over there by the Mechitzchavit and the Kohen Gadol, Kol HaParasha Meru Ba'arain. The entire topic over there is discussing Arna Kohen. So La'ezah Davar Nemar Kohen, why does it say the word Kayin, Lurabis and Rubagadim, that's including Rubagadim, it was not Mashach B'Shem HaMeshcha. Bram Hach, but over here, ain't a parsha Muraba Arain, the parsha of Parabol Kal Mitzvahs is not specifically referring to Arain, and therefore, Ilunar Mashiach, Vulaynar Kayin, if the pasuk only said Mashiach and didn't use the word Kayin, Hayisuyamer, I would say. Now, here we're actually going to be skipping the next four lines from the word La'ilam all the way to the words Hayisuyamer. We're skipping those, and we'll go to the end of the line over there that says Zeha Melech. So let's just read those together. If a word is said Mashiach and not Kayin, Hayisuyamer, Zeha Melech, I would think that's referring to the king. As we said before, a king also is anointed Shem HaMeshcha, and therefore it has to say the word Kayin. Anytime we're going to suggest, Kvar Kadma Parshas HaMelech, we already mentioned the king previously. There's a pasuk that tells us, Asher Nasi Yechta, if the Nasi sins, and he has to bring a special karbon, and that Nasi is referring to the king. So why would you think, if it said Mashiach over here, that that's referring to the king? The answer to that is, Yisuyamra would say, Al Halam Davar maybe Par, Al Shigaz Maisa maybe Sawyer, that there's actually two karbonis that a king might need to bring. If he made a mistake in Psak, Halam Davar, so he'd have to bring a par, and if he didn't actual Avera, Shegas Maisa, Stami, didn't Avera, not regards to a mistake in Psaks, and he would have to bring a Sa'ir. And that's what we need, two separate topics, both referring to a king. Therefore, Havatzar Chushiyamar Mashiach, Vatzar Chushiyamar Kayin, that's why, by par, it has to say both Mashiach and Kayin, and that tells us that we exclude Kain Meru Begadim. Now, moving on to the next discussion in the Mishnah, we're talking about Kain Shishimesh and Kain Sha'avar. Remember, the Kain Shishimesh is the main Kain Gadol. He was taken off his position for a little bit because we had to have a substitute Kain due to the fact that maybe he was Tamir for some other reason that made him possible. And that substitute kain is called the kain sha'avar. And the Mishnah told us the kain sha'avar is not allowed to bring the asir se'efa. He cannot bring the mechas chavit and the kain gadol every day. Now Rabbi Yechon tells us avar v'hevi asir Seifa Shaloi, if that Kain Sha'avar was Oyver and he brought Nasir Seifa Kosher, it's still Kosher. We continue discussing this. We had explained the Mishnah Matkin Loi Kain Achar Tachtov Shemer Yerloi Psol. The first Mishnah Maseches Yuma tells us that we have to repair another Kain Gadol for the main Kain Gadol just in case a Psol happens to the main Kain Gadol. So now we have a number of different dinim about this substitute Kain Gadol who's prepared and ready and waiting. The question is, Ma Miyachdon Loi Ime? Are we Miyached these two Kohen Gadolim together, the main one and the potential substitute? The Kain Gadol is separated a week before Yom Kippur. He's put in a special chamber called Lishkas Parhedrin. So the question is the substitute also put with him? So Chagai said, Moshe, which is an expression of a Shvuah. Dinun Miyachdon Loi Ime? If you're going to miyachid the two together, dukatole, he's going to kill him because of Eva, because of hatred, enmity. Another Joshua, the pasuk tells about Aaron HaKohen, Oysoi. Namely, it says, B'yom hi mashach oysoi. Why do we have this extra word, B'yom hi mashach oysoi? You could just say, B'yom hi mashchoi, or B'yom hi mashach. And that tells us, Echad mashchin v'ein mashchin shnayim, we only are mashach, one kind gadol, not two. And Rami Yechani tells us, why is that? B'nei Eva, because of Eva. We continue discussing this. Avar zeh v'shimesh zeh. This one was passed over for a moment because he had a psol, and the second one, the substitute, he served. Then the first kind gadol became kosher again. He was mitar from his tumah, or whatever psol happened, he came back. So actually, harishon komas zakuna alav, the first one, meaning the original kohen gadol, he has all the mitzvah zakuna gadol on him. He's the main kohen gadol. Whereas hasheni ain't a kasher like kohen gadol kohen hadyet. The second one, meaning the substitute, he's not kasher to be either kohen gadol or kohen hadyet. He can't be the kohen gadol because of eva. We're afraid that's going to cause issues with main kohen gadol. But he also can't act as a kohen hadyet because we know malin because of a meridin. And since for a short time he was a kohen gadol, he can't go down now to be a regular kohen hadyet. However, Amrichin tells us avar va'avar avar. If he was Ivor and he did Avoida, it's still kosher. You have another question which is very practical. Avidas Mishalmi, his Avoida shall be from whom? Meaning when the substitute Kohen Gadol is actually doing the Avoida on Yom Kippur because something happened to the original one. So when he brings the par that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to bring, whose is it? Is it the par that the original Kohen Gadol designated, or does he have to bring his own par from his own money? The answer is Nishmin Adal, from the following. Maisa Ben Elam Tzipirin, there's a story with his fellow Ben Elam from Tzipirin. She'ira Kerli Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. The Kohen Gadol became a Balkari on Yom Kippur. So Venichas Ben Elam Shimish Tachtov, this Ben Elam, he was a substitute and served in his stead, Bikuna Gedola, as a Kohen Gadol. Avamar Lamech Kshiyotza, he asked the king when he came out, Yuzayin Ralph on top, Adoni Amelech, my master the king. Parvisar Shal Yoim, Mishali Haim Craven, Oi Mishal Kohen Gadol. The parents sire that are being brought today, are they supposed to be mine or are they the original Kohen Gadol's? Now, Vyeda Amelech Mashaloi, the Kohen chapped what he was asking him. He realized that Ben Elam wanted to know, am I now the main Kohen Gadol or is the original Kohen Gadol still the main one? And once he becomes Tahar, he can come back. And so Amaloi, he told him, Ben Elam, Loi Dayach El Shishimash the Shah Achz Lefnemi Shah Amar Vahaya Oilam. Isn't it sufficient for you that you served for a short time in front of the one who said that the world should be? Dayach, it's enough for you. And Vayeda Ben Elam Shusim Kuna Gedaila. Ben Elam knew that he was now removed from the Kuna Gedaila. In other words, Ben Elam realized from the king's answer that he's not going to end up being the main Kohen Gadol. He's just a short term substitute. So you see, for me, the substitute Kohen Gadol uses the Pyron Sire of the previous Kohen Gadol, not his own. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another discussion about a Kohen Gadol who became possible for a moment. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.